Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now. With so many people being sad, depressed, unhappy, I choose to talk about seven amazing habits that are commonly found in happy people. I found some valuable information in January 3rd, 2021's newsletter by Alpha Wiser, and I just wanted to share that because it touched my soul and my heart, and I think when you pay attention, it might do the same for you. As a person who guides her clients to their optimal health in body, mind, and finances, who has been in the medical field for over 50 years, consoling patients who were ill or dying, the family around them with their own issues, etc., I have learned to pay attention to how we can create happiness or happy people. My name is Denise Thompson, and I have over 10,000 hours of experience in creating happiness leading to health. So let me share a little bit what I've learned in the article that I read, because it was really touching my heart, as I said. So, seven amazing habits that are commonly found in happy people. Life is not a piece of cake, for sure. We all are facing challenges in our daily life, whether it is financial, social, or even emotional. Everyone wants a better job, a big car, financial stability, and attention. But have you wondered why we are chasing all these things? The simple answer is we want to be happy in our life. Happiness is the reason behind all this struggle. We often think happiness comes from wealth, or with wealth, fortunes, and special circumstances, right? If you are one of them, you still think that way, then you need to think again. Being happy is a state of mind. It's a mindset, a positive outlook that one can easily develop. And the best part is, it is completely free. Yes, F-R-E-E. Today, you will read seven amazing habits or learn about seven amazing habits that are commonly found in happy people, habits that one can easily adapt. So the first one is don't show off. One of the best qualities that happy people possess is they don't like to show off. They love simplicity. Showing off not only consumes your energy to make jealous others, but also distracts from your goal. They always appreciate what they have with gratitude. Two, talk less. It doesn't matter how much you talk, but what you talk. Unhappy people always want to win the argument, when want to get noticed, and most of the time they waste their energy in such stuff. At the other hand, happy people don't talk words, they talk worth. Talking less is one of the best qualities that you can develop to add more joy in your life. Three, learn daily. Happy people learn each day. They are fond of consuming knowledge, learning new things, and applying those creative ideas in their daily life. They are open-minded people. They never shy to learn new skills. And that actually goes hand in hand with a saying that I learned decade German. Die Schule ist ein kurzes Leben, aber das Leben eine lange Schule. And literally translated, it means school is a short-term life, but life a long-term school. So there we go. Number four, help others. Happy people are always ready to help others without any selfishness. They got a generous and supportive mindset. mindset. It not only improves your image, but also helps you to sharpen your problem-solving skills. I love that. 5, laugh more. We often hear and even read in books that laughter is the best medicine. Happy people always put a mesmerizing smile on their face and laugh more as much as possible. It excretes happy hormones or happy harmony in your body and fills your mind with positive energy. Wow, just hearing that makes me feel really good. 6, ignore negativity. Happy people stay away from negativity because they know negativity is the worst enemy of human beings. And I just learned a big lesson yesterday. In one of my groups that I'm in, I posted something that was a little bit less fortunate, but I made the most out of it. And at the end, I came out ahead of the game and felt good, except for one comment that came back. And I just researched the person. The person who made that comment is very young, inexperienced, has no friends on Facebook. None, zero, zilch. Her negativity was so bad that I had to step away, take a deep breath, stop what I was thinking, and challenge myself. This is really, you know, why am I thinking that way? Why is she triggering me? Why did she say what she did? And in a few words, what that person did is accuse me of something she admitted she had absolutely no idea about, and she assumed that whatever. And that I had no rights, that you would never want to work with me. Well, thank God for that. Seriously? Okay, she admitted 4 things. She had no clue what I was doing. She didn't want to work with me because she hated my attitude. She assumed that something happened, which did not happen. It was totally false. And she accused me. So what would have been a better version? I decided I wanted to use that to make myself happy. I said, I'm not going to let her pull me down like that. It's not it. So again, I did the stop and I took a deep breath, a slow breath to help bring my emotions under control. Then I challenged myself by thinking about why I was feeling that way and what triggered it. And is this really true? And no, it wasn't. And then I chose the behavior that supported what I really wanted, which was I just wanted to make a point that no matter what we experience, what we perceive, how we see things, we can always turn it into a more positive outcome. And when I researched on her afterwards, number one, she wasn't in that group that she commented, so she was not legally in there. She doesn't have any friends. Number 3, she hasn't done anything with her life because she didn't post anything. She had 2 or 3 posts about herself, and that's about it. And I go, wow, somebody who has no clue about life is trying to teach me, who's been living a very interesting and full life in many ways. I got to learn a lot of things. I got to overcome a ton of challenges, all things to be grateful for and to be happy about. And where is she coming from? So anyway, I thought, I'm going to change that. I'm going to go definitely into more positivity and happiness. So did I do, okay, I said ignore negativity. And the number 7 was live longer. Happy people not only live longer, but they also live a satisfying life full of gratitude, compassion, and joy, no matter what challenges they face or have faced in their life. They know challenges and difficulties are part of life. It helps you to recognize your real strengths. And that is so true. Remember, I always say a positive mindset creates happiness. and health, whereas a negative mindset causes illness. And, you know, I also say, saying and smiling takes 17 muscles, and frowning and being angry and frustrated takes 34 muscles. Well, I'd love to smile twice as much than frown, because I don't like the wrinkles on my face. Even though I'm not a spring chick anymore, I'm working every day on reducing the wrinkles that I got over age and by shedding 50-some pounds from my heaviest to now. And, you know, I really like to make the most out of it. Let me share a few happy people quotes with you, because I thought they were touching me also. Happy people quotes. When you are unhappy, happy people are disgusting. Have you ever thought about that? You're happy. No, you're unhappy, and you go into a group of happy people. What happens? Do they flock around you, or do they scatter around? They want to get away from you. You answer that to yourself. A natural, polite smile deceives no one. You can see if the smile is natural and authentic, and if it is, it's attractive. It doesn't deceive. Happy people make happy families. Right. Happiness is positively contagious. That is so marvelous. Let's do that more. Thoughts not only manifest into reality, they define it. You can't afford to limit your joy. It has been proven several times that angry people are never happy people. Goes with my previous saying. Happy people can look back and say they chose their life, not settled for it. You know, when you settle for something, you just do whatever you feel like you need to do to get away with it. But you don't really rejoice or enjoy or be happy about it. So let's make that change. Let's not settle. Let's go for the best and be the best and do the best we can be. Happy people are those who use a lower threshold in order to label an event positive. So always find the positive. I actually found a wonderful inspirational story about happiness, and I thought, it's a short one, I thought you might enjoy it. So it says, did you notice that the more we make efforts to reach happiness, the more it slips away? Happiness is an inner feeling. It is not dependent from material prosperity. People try to answer the question, what is true happiness? How to catch it and how to keep it? It is so delicate and fragile, but at the same time, it is very simple. We hope that these short inspirational stories, or the story that I'm going to read about happiness, will help you to understand a little bit more about this mysterious thing. So the story is called, There Was a Boy. Happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions, from the Dalai Lama. There was a boy whose family was very wealthy. One day, his father took him to a trip to the country where he aimed to show his son how poor people live. So they arrived to the farm of a very poor family. As he considered, they spent there several days. On their return, the father asked his son, "Did you like the trip?" "Oh, it was great, Dad," the boy replied. "Did you notice how poor people live?" "Yeah, I did," said the boy. The father asked his son to tell in more details about his impressions from their trip. "Well, we have only one dog, and they have four of them. In our garden, there is a pool, while they have a river that has no end. We've got expensive lanterns, but they have stars above their heads at night. We have the patio, and they have the whole horizon. we have only a small piece of land while they have the endless fields. We buy food, but they grow it. We have high fence for protection of our property, and they don't need it as their friends protect them. The father was stunned. He could not say a word. Then the boy added, "Thank you, Dad, for letting me see how poor we are." This story shows that the true wealth, as well as happiness, is not measured by material things. Love, friendship, and freedom are far more valuable. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, I can read you one more. Let me just see which one I choose. Okay, I'll do this one. So, two men were jailed in the same cell. They were in the same conditions, but one of them was unhappy. The other one was happy. "Why are you so sad?" a happy man asked, "Unhappy man, what should I joy for?" "I'm unlucky. Recently, I was free and had a rest at the resort. And there, as you know, it is more interesting than here." "Unhappy man," answered, and asked a happy man, "and why are you so satisfied?" "You see," a happy man said, "recently, I was in another prison where the conditions are much worse, and there is just a resort for me here compared to what it was. Many people want to get here, but I am the lucky one. Everything is relative and has to be learned in comparison. If you want to be happy, just compare your current position not with what is better, but what would be worse." Isn't that something? Let's see. Okay, happiness is a joyous story. An old man lived in the village. He was one of the most unfortunate people in the world. The whole village was tired of him. He was always gloomy, constantly complained, and always was in a bad mood. The longer he lived, the more bile was becoming, and the more poisonous were his words. People avoided him because his misfortune became contagious. It was even unnaturally and insulting to be happy next to him. He created the feeling of unhappiness in others. But one day, when he got 80 years old, an incredible thing happened. Instantly, everyone heard the rumor. "An old man is happy today. He doesn't complain about anything, smiles, and even his face is freshened up." The whole village gathered together. An old man was asked, "What happened to you?" "Special," he answered. 80 years I've been chasing happiness, and it was useless. And then I decided to live without happiness and just enjoy life. That is why I am happy now." So pretty darn awesome, isn't it? So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say. You know, it just makes a huge difference what we do and what's going on. And I just go, okay, you know, it is so important that we actually make the best choice for ourselves. I actually even Googled some songs about happiness, and I posted one on my Facebook at 9:19 this morning, and it says, "Happiness is," and I chose that as a part of my show today. I didn't play it or anything, but you can listen to it. The link is there. And I would suggest the first 2.1 minutes. If you want to listen to the whole thing, that's fine. But the first 2.1 minutes really, really spoke to me on how people look at happiness differently. And it is all about our choices. So what is your choice? What are you going to make? How do you want to get better? What can you do? How can you change? Do you want to change? Are you using the Stop Challenge Choose that I've been giving you several times already? Remember, I'm going to repeat it. Stop and take a deep breath, a slow breath, to help bring your emotions under control. Or take a sip of water also. Challenge yourself by thinking about why you're feeling or acting the way you are and ask, is this even true? And then choose the best behavior that supports what you really want. So that is extremely important, that we are actually in charge of our own lives. You know, we choose whether or not we want to be happy, whether or not we want to be sick, because as I stated before, being angry, unhappy, complaining about everything, that causes a negative mindset, which creates illness. And our body usually acts and reacts in response to what our mind is projecting. So when we are happy and have happy thoughts and a happy mindset, it creates happiness and health in our body. And we feel so much better, and we can do so much more with it. And being the happy person isn't that much more attractive than being a negative person. When you have a choice, you stand in front of two doors. You don't know which one leads to happiness and which one leads to negativity. How would you choose? If you, by accident, chose the unhappy one, would you look for an exit door so you could go to the other door where the happiness is? Or would you mingle with the unhappy, unhealthy people and let them contaminate your mind and your body with negativity and illness and things that we don't really want? So that's actually the main message about this whole thing. And that's the conclusion of it. So as always, I want to offer you two gifts. You can choose which one you want, or if you want both. It's a health goal strategy session that I do one-on-one for free with you. If you choose to do that, you see if you could use help in your body, in your mind, or in your finances. It does not commit you to anything. The only thing you're committed to is when you say you want it, that you're going to keep the appointment and you're going to participate, so we can actually see if and how I could help you. And the other one is I send out a weekly health newsletter via email. That's why it's called a e-health newsletter. And if you would like that one, with a healthy recipe and a healthy activity and some other valuable information about healthy lifestyle, let me know. Send me the information or your choice to coachdenise@ctdigest.net. That's coachdenise at C as in Charlie, T as in Tom, Digest as in Reader's Digest .net. Make sure that the first three letters in the subject line are capitalized BTR for Blog Talk Radio, so I can fish it out of the spam folder, as all first emails go there. And I just would encourage you to sign up for one or the other or both. I'd love to talk to you. And also, if you have something that you want to share and we can relate it to healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances, please let me know. I'd love to have some guest speakers on the calls again. So it's entirely up to you. If you have anything to share, that can contribute to some positivity. I would love to hear from you. I'll tell you how we go about and when we're going to do it. We can agree on a date together. And that's about it for today. So it is already June 24th. We're almost halfway through 2021. Can you believe it? Are you happy about this? Are you sad about it? Well, I'm both. I'm happy about it because I'm still healthy, happy, doing great, exercising regularly. And I'm sad about it because I only have 6 more months this year to learn more things and new things to get better, healthier, and make a difference to other people. So, yeah, I'm going to let happiness take the spotlight. All right. I wish everybody a fabulous day, a happy weekend. Send you blessings. Until next week, till we talk again, stay happy, healthy, and empowered.